This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, hour number two. My son Richard should be joining us here momentarily. So before he joins us, what are we doing today for movies?
We are going to do movies with great music. All right. So
Soundtracks,
same thing. Movie soundtracks. Movies that have your favorite
soundtracks.
You're
not cheating, Andy.
I would never
cheat. There's got to be more than one song in the movie.
Now, by the way, John, I know that you take a lot of heat for not liking music in movies. But we happen to have some footage of you and Richard taking a road trip last summer. Let's play that.
Let's hear it.
Hey, good tune, man.
I don't think so. Yeah, here we go.
This song sucks.
Talk about lame.
Totally. You can change it if you want.
I don't care. It's up to you.
I can live with it if you can.
Suit yourself.
Carpenters.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby?
That's hilarious.
You have a good voice.
Hilarious movie. It's great.
Okay, we can fade that out.
That's hilarious.
That was a hilarious scene. They got tears rolling down their face.
Tommy Boy is still one of the greatest all-time just movies, period.
It is.
It's hilarious.
And by the way, you know, I'm not going to mention it today in my soundtracks, but I probably should. Tommy Boy had a terrific soundtrack.
Actually, it did. I didn't think about that.
It had a really good soundtrack. Not just, first of all, it had some really good tunes, you know, just some good songs that are very common, but also it just had really good background music. Remember how that... And before Richard comes on here, one thing that we always have to keep in mind with soundtracks, one big key, is that it's got to drive the movie. It can't just be, you know, great music in a movie. That's great. That's nice. But the music has to actually work with the plot, work with the characters, and drive the movie and make it more memorable for you. That's what we're kind of thinking about.
That's kind of the way I looked at it when it came. You know, I didn't pick any movies that just had one hit wonder, you know, single song, that kind of video. And there was a lot on the list that you could look at that were that way. And I'm like, no, that's not what I want.
No. And by the way, some of these will be musicals, but a lot of these
not from me.
I know, not from you. But a lot of them will just be movies that had great music in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And is Richard coming on here?
Yeah, he will in a second. He's in cell hell. Yeah, he's in cell hell. So as soon as he gets out of cell hell, he'll be... The fly's on his head.
There's
right
a
now.
Fly on his head.
As soon as the fly leaves his head, he'll be fine.
Did you know, and it's really a true thing, I heard this on MSNBC, that if you get a fly on your head, whenever that happens, you lose cell coverage.
Well, because Satan's on top of your head at that point.
Exactly, and you just can't get good cell coverage with Satan.
Well, no, because he's in control. He's blocking everything. He's all powerful. That's what the guy said.
There are times where I feel my cell phone is possessed by Satan.
Well, that's true, too. You know, I was just going to say, I think Satan lives inside that thing sometimes. Yeah,
I'll give you that. There are times when it's legit. Okay, should we start without Richard?
Let's do this. Since we're going to wait for him for a second, let's take our first break. We'll come back.
Even better.
We'll have a really long segment that way. Shall we do that? All right, we'll do that. Mighty Hand Construction is next, guys. And if you need anything done around the house, roof, windows, siding, you name it, they can take care of you, including all expansion projects as well. Go to klzradio.com or call 970-844-9191.
As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand has the experience to assess all of your exterior damage. Your insurance company will rarely offer you the full amount on your claim the first time, partially because your adjuster may not realize the extent of the damage. Micah and his team have dealt with plenty of insurance claims that covered the roof, but failed to factor in the damage to windows, deck, siding, paint, and trim. Since the Mighty Hand team professionally installs and sells windows, they've seen how poorly fitted windows can cause damage to siding as water works its way down. Although they won't try to fix damage that isn't there, they will take care of your entire exterior so you don't get stuck with another project and another bill. Contact Micah and his team today for an estimate on your full exterior redo in Northern Colorado. Ask about their retrofit windows for increased energy efficiency. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
All right, and if you want to have that project around the house done, whatever it is, that upgrade, window, siding, etc. You can do all of that in a lot of cases just by redoing your mortgage, and Kurt can show you how to do that. Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Give him a call today, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Okay, there's the soundtrack for one of them. Richard, are you with us now?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, so it's myself, Andy, Richard, and we're going to do movies with good soundtracks. You're up. Go, Andy.
Okay, I'm going to lead off with an obvious one. What, probably the most well-known soundtrack of all time for movies, and it was perfect at driving every single scene, Star Wars.
We have something we're going to play?
I thought we did. Charlie? I was pointing at him. Here we go. Hey.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Okay. Now, here's the thing about Star Wars. You had this triumphant music, which, by the way, was simply incredibly well done, right? Mm-hmm. But they also had the music that you'd play when Darth Vader would come in, totally different music. And they'd use different music in every kind of scene, perfectly adapted to every kind of scene. And it was just, it was incredible. Star Wars, every single step of the way was driven by the music. Best soundtrack of all time. Definitely top five, but I'll give it number one.
Okay. All right, Richard, you're up.
I will semi-agree, Andy. Definitely kind of made, obviously, when you think of movie soundtracks, you think of that. But, Dad, I'm going to take probably your number one.
What?
And that is going to be Top Gun.
Another
yeah,
great,
that's a good one.
Great
have,
one. Great
yeah,
one.
It's a good one.
It did have, I mean, like you talk about each scene, Andy. I mean,
oh, yeah.
The
see,
opening
I, see, just
scene
real quick, I do have to make a comment. I would not have put Star Wars on the list, but that's just me.
Well, it's the most well known one.
Because I don't buy a Star Wars CD back in the day to plug into my car and listen to music.
Okay, you're thinking more about it in those terms. I'm thinking more about something that is incredibly well known as driving the movie. And it won every conceivable award.
Okay.
You know, I mean.
Okay, go ahead, Richard. Top Gun.
Well, no.
Top Gun is what I just said. You bought that CD back in the day, and it was a CD, to put into the player because it was the mixtape that you didn't want to take all the time to make because it was already in the movie ready to go done.
Right. That's true.
And it set up every scene perfectly, right? You know, you had the opening scene of the carriers of the fighter jets taking off, and you know, you've got the volleyball scene. I mean, and then just such good scenes, you know, with Tom Cruise and Kelly McGillis. I mean, just my favorite.
Yep. Yeah. Right. No. It was good. Okay. So another one that sort of, I don't know if it's as good as that one because Dirty Dancing.
Oh yeah.
Okay. When you hear the theme song, you automatically can even picture the movie with the theme song and away you go, right?
Yep, and it was tremendous.
It was great. Okay, so we've got another call coming in here with another. So we did one round. David and Bertha is next. David, you're up.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Not a phenomenal. Hey, both of y'all, I always appreciate y'all's show, always.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, John, he doesn't do half bad when you're gone.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that.
I'm not totally lost.
Appreciate it. It's a good thing.
You did very, very well.
Thanks,
well,
David.
Here's one that was you always leave everybody in good hands. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Nope. He's
oh,
cutting,
we lost
he's
you, David.
Out.
Come back. Are you there? Are you there still? Pull over. Stop. Raise your hand. Get that fly going. Knock the fly off. Whatever you got
to
do.
Richard, can you drive up to David and get him out of cell hell?
Yeah, where's he at?
You know, I've rescued myself, Andy. I can't rescue
David, are you there still yet?
I'm still
there
here.
There we go. Now
there
you're
you
back.
Are.
Okay,
hey.
You're out of cell hell. Okay, the fly is gone. All right, continue.
Okay, it was hoodwinked. Ooh. And it was it had way as the lead animated voice. She was Little Red Riding Hood in.
Yep.
And there's some other, well,
excellent really music.
Okay.
Yeah, the music was animal-based because it's like Critters Have Feelings was one of a fun song. It just had all this array of music.
Okay.
And it was all, it was not history, I don't know what you call it. I'm too old to know what to call it anymore. But it was kind of fun music.
Okay.
But it was different.
Okay.
But
all right.
It, yeah.
Okay,
it,
we'll take
it. It was kind of fun. The storyline is good for adults and kids, but
okay.
It's a very big twist.
All right, we'll take it.
Little Red Riding.
We'll take it.
All
David,
right,
thanks.
Thanks,
no,
David.
Appreciate it. Good stuff. All right, John and Cheyenne, hang tight. We're going to do one more round, then we'll take John. Go ahead, Andy, you're next.
Okay, Charlie, do you have my next one ready here? Go ahead and play it. This one, best soundtrack of track of its year. Can you remember it?
Yeah.
Come on. Richard, help your dad.
I just know Slow Running.
Yeah, what's that's the running movie?
Chariots of Fire.
Yeah, good one. Okay.
This, and by the way, it's not just during this the scenes where
no,
they play
have,
this.
They have several.
Great music
yeah.
background
I'll
throughout
that
the entire
one.
Movie.
Okay. I'll give you that one.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
You're next.
All right, so my wife actually thought of this one, and this does follow the musical side, but it was a great soundtrack, and that's The Greatest Showman, Andy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just phenomenal. And, Dad, I know you didn't like, but you put it on, and you just get dancing with it. There was a few slower songs I'm, like, not super taken by.
Okay.
But, you know, the main one.
This is
phenomenal.
Me. This is Me is a showstopper.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, it is. It, they
oh,
did fantastic.
My.
Okay. All right. I have one, my next one, and this was in high school. My favorite soundtrack, I mean, Top Gun was great, but that was after high school. So during high school, this was King of the Mountain for me, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Best soundtrack of that day, period.
Fun.
Yeah,
Walsh,
all of them, great.
Yeah, it had great music, and it was a fun
music.
Movie, too.
It was kind of cheesy if you watch it now, but in the day, it was great.
But, you know, you need great music that goes perfectly with a comedy, too.
Yes.
And they
very
did.
Very well said. Okay. All right. So those are our second round. John and Cheyenne up next. John, what's going on?
Hey, John, can I give you two?
Yes.
Okay, first one, and I didn't hear it, but it might have been when I was dialing in, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, you took – I was coming with that. You beat me to it. What a great one.
Oh, that's the first one especially. And then I'm going to go back a ways, but the movie Platoon had a great soundtrack.
Oh, it sure did.
All right, okay. So, I forgot about that one.
Yeah, and then if you want to, there's one other Vietnam movie, which would
sure.
be Robin Williams' Warning Vietnam.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about that.
Great
one.
Music.
Yes.
Great music.
Great soundtrack. Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, John. Thanks so much. We appreciate it. And Joe in Castle Rock, you're next, Joe.
All right, guys, I'm going to give you the songs. You tell me when you figure out the movie.
Okay.
I'm going to just, hey, Joe, just so you know, on each one, I'm going to guess Cuties. So go ahead. Put her out
Joy
there.
Joy to the World, Three Dog Night. This is often the same movie. I second that emotion, Smokey Robinson, In the Midnight Hour.
Oh!
When a Man Loves a Woman, Percy Sledge. Bad Moon Rising, John Fogerty. Give Me Some Lovin', the Spencer Davis Group.
Was that Boogie Nights?
No. My Girl, Smokey Robinson.
Not Pulp Fiction. I don't know.
Oh, come on, guys. Let me just get... just two more. Tracks of My Tears, Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum, You Can't Always Get What You Want, Mick Jagger, and I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Gentlemen, that was The Big Chill.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
The Big Chill.
Yeah,
I mean,
good movie.
talk about a killer soundtrack.
Yeah. What a lineup.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Good one.
All right, guys.
Good one. Joe, thanks. Want? Thanks. Good stuff.
They also used all that music on Cuties.
Well, did they now?
Yeah.
No.
I'm pretty sure. You know, I didn't see the whole thing.
I've never seen it.
So I can't say for sure.
I'm not a pervert. I didn't watch it.
It's okay, though. The in the sequel, they're all...
He's giving me the stink eye.
In the sequel, they're all 13. It's not nearly as bad. Okay?
All right. Keep going. You're up.
Am I up? Okay. All right. Let's see here. I am going to go with Charlie. Do we have Rudy?
Rudy's a soundtrack?
Yeah.
How many good songs? How many songs were in Rudy? If you'd have played that, I wouldn't even know what movie it came from.
You've got to be kidding.
No, I would not. I'm not kidding you.
Okay, just because of that.
I would not put this CD in my car and drive anywhere.
I would. First of all, yes, I would. And secondly, I'm going to use this as the background the entire show anytime I, you know, host.
So Rudy had songs in it. I don't even know the songs. What's the name of this song? Yeah.
Who cares?
Well, I do.
Don't you understand? A soundtrack doesn't have to just be a series of songs. It can be adding to the feel of the movie. And then when he gets the sax at the end and the triumphant feel of it. Come on, Richard, back me up on this.
I do not see.
I need your help, Richard. Richard, bail me out. Bail me out of jail, Richard.
There's definitely a piece that, like, okay, obviously when, you know, he's running into the stadium, you know, some of that.
No.
But
no.
No, Andy.
Thumbs down.
I can't put it on, like, the top of my list.
No, Rudy's not on the list at all, period.
You know what you guys are doing right now? You know what this is called? This is called mansplaining.
It is. That's exactly right.
I feel violated.
Yes, Kamala.
You don't understand
Kamala,
the inner
you're
me.
You're fine, Kamala.
You don't understand the inner me.
All right. Richard,
hey, Andy, Andy, I'm speaking.
Okay, you're next, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go on the same football train that you went, Andy, and that's going to be Remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
It had a fantastic soundtrack, you know, and everything fit. You know, you had Blue, and he was always singing, you know, Ain't No Mountain High.
Yeah, okay, that one I'll give you.
Of course you will. He's your throwing out.
And then when they're doing, you know,
Rudy's
they make
done.
Their own
Gone.
Jingle.
Rudy's so, done. It won best soundtrack for the year.
Well, not in my book.
Oh, for goodness. You people.
Okay. All right, I have one. Now
I already hate it. Go ahead.
Footloose.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, come on.
It's awesome.
Because that's a soundtrack.
It's fantastic.
I thought he was going to go Schindler's List.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Hey, that had great music.
It did have good music, but not the kind I'm thinking of. All right, let's see what Russ has to say. Russ, you're up. What's
Russ,
going on,
Russ, help
man?
Us out here.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good, sir.
So you got to kind of break it down. You got the orchestral music.
Okay.
That's really great. But then you also have, you know, the song soundtracks.
Okay.
And orchestral, and I can't talk today, would be Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Okay.
That was good.
That had a great soundtrack to it.
I thought the movie was a little slow, but the music was killer.
Yeah, the soundtrack was way better than the movie.
You know, there's some movies
and
like
then,
that.
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and I don't know that movie.
Yeah, excellent music. Excellent.
Yeah, it's okay. It was from an era that's way before me, but it's where I should have been.
Okay. All right.
So, all right. Thanks.
Oh, hang on, guys. Wait a minute. Time out. Russ, thanks for calling. A fly just flew in. Satan himself is in the studio. Right there. Right in front of you. He's on your side, Andy. He's flying that way because of Rudy.
Well, you always like to have well-known guests.
He's flying over to you because of Rudy. He's going to land on
your head. There he goes toward you. He's going toward you, John.
Okay. Are you up next?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're up next. Go ahead.
Yes. Am I up next?
It's your turn.
Jeez. You see, now I'm going to do another one. I actually think in terms of the music background of movies when I think soundtrack. So I'm going to do it. Charlie, help me out. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Do I need my eye patch to listen to this in the car?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
And you will actually drive better.
Oh, will I?
This drives the entire movie and just adds the energy. Can you just feel the energy surging through the movie with this?
Really can't say that I do, but that's okay.
Oh, come on, Richard!
No. Andy, I'm with you on this one. This is a good one. It's a great soundtrack. Whenever you think of that song, you think of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep. It's incredible.
Okay.
And I also think of Rudy, but you guys, you're haters.
No, I don't. Okay. All right, I got to throw this one out there because If I did,
Richard's up.
Oh, sorry, you're up, Richard. Go ahead. Sorry. Didn't want to step on you. Go ahead.
All right, so,
he's speaking now.
Obviously, this is going to be called culturing you two old people.
Okay.
Yeah, help us out.
8 Mile, the Eminem, Eminem movie.
Great.
It's kind of the basis, obviously, of all of his soundtracks from, you know, all of his albums, I should say, from kind of, you know, 2000, 2001 on. And there's a lot of different artists in there, and Dad, you know, it's a lot of rap, so you're probably not going to be too much into it. But it's pretty good and really does follow the movie well, and a lot of people really enjoy it. So I'm going to kind of put that on one of mine.
Okay, Dan said, did anybody mention Good Morning Vietnam? And yes, somebody did. Okay, my next one, if I wasn't a car guy, and I didn't, which I am, and I didn't mention this one, I would actually never hear the end of this one. Has to be one of the greatest soundtracks of all time, of any movie, probably even over Top Gun, might even be number one, American Graffiti.
Great music, yeah.
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 The movie wasn't great, Andy? Is that what you're trying to say? Just a good music?
No, the movie's a classic.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm just saying it had great music.
It did have great music. Now, that had a sound. That was a soundtrack. Plug that CD in, away you go.
Okay. We're all being too adult here. Let's recapture our childhood for a moment. No. That was a great one. I'm with you.
Okay.
Let's recapture our childhood. And this movie had a lot of really good music, but it also had the top kids movie song of all time, Frozen.
It's on my list, so I'll give you that one.
I mean,
it's sort of annoying, but I'll give it to you.
Annoying?
It is annoying.
Oh, come on. I picture you singing this.
No, don't picture me singing this.
Now, this is while you're mowing.
Oh, yeah, sure it is.
This is John singing to himself while he mows. Now, he's not doing a straight line anymore. He's getting too into it.
No, I'm not.
And now he's making a grass castle.
See, this is just not my music. Sorry.
You're making a grass castle in the backyard.
Richard can tell you that. Not my music. Go ahead, Richard.
Richard, was it great music? Come on, Frozen.
It is. My dad, your grandson's actually singing in the backseat. So
I'm sure they are. Yes, I'm sure.
Woo-hoo! I won with the grandson.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Right.
I'm in the lead.
So, Andy, okay. I'm gonna follow your same thing and go the animated, and this is a more recent one as well.
Okay.
And it's gonna be Coco.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Coco was good. Okay. Yeah.
They did a fantastic job with the music, and they were short enough songs that it didn't put you to sleep. And one of my favorites, that along with, and I'm just going to take one of your guys's because it's animated, and Moana. They did a great job on Moana.
Okay, that's fine. That was on my list.
Yeah. Oh, Moana. That was terrific, wasn't it?
Yep. Yeah, agree.
Yep.
I got a bunch of text messages that, by the way, I will read during the break. I'm going to mention two because a listener did one of these, and it was already on my list, and I already had one of my own that kind of tie these two together, but they're sort of the same idea of movies, and that is Pure Country and Jazz Singer.
Yeah.
Okay, both
you can't go wrong with those.
One's a story about Neil Diamond. Well, not about Neil Diamond, but Neil Diamond's the star in it and, you know, loses his way, finds his way, whatever. Pure Country, same thing, sort of a different take on basically the same premise, but great music in both of those.
You know what also had great music? I know I'm going out of turn here, but Wayne's World.
I know it's on my list.
Wayne's World had a lot. Didn't that have a lot of great music? It really did.
All right, Michael, you're up. What's going on, sir?
Not much, guys. Good to hear you guys on the radio as always.
Thank you.
Always listening. So I've got three, and the reason why I picked three is because got an old school, a new school. When it comes to between John and Andy, one that John will like, one that Andy will like,
okay.
And one kind of in the middle.
There we go.
Okay.
So the one that Andy will like is the Armageddon soundtrack.
Absolutely.
Watch that the other
I'm
day.
In. I'm in.
Okay. One I think John will like, because it has a lot of 80s music in it, is Ready Player One.
I never saw that one.
Nah, he's right, though, John. That had a lot of great 80s music.
Somebody else actually already sent that one in as well, too, so you got two votes on that one, Michael.
Actually, it was probably mine.
Okay, that's fine. No,
then,
perfect.
My final one, kind of a mix of both good music to listen to as well as some good music that drives the picture, was Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, see, I never watched any of those.
I did not see Tokyo Drift. I must confess.
You guys have got to see it. I'm a Japanese nut. I love anime and stuff like that. Especially spent 2 years out there with the Marine Corps, and I love the Japanese culture, what they stand on, what they believe. And
Vin Diesel's in that though, right?
You see a lot of the culture. Who
isn't Vin Diesel in that?
Will you get off with Vin Diesel?
I'm not watching a movie with Vin Diesel in it. Can't stand the guy.
He's not in that one.
He's only in it for like a minute.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Really quick here.
It might be okay.
Michael, Richard, bail me out here. Am I the only one who's ever seen Pitch Black with Vin Diesel?
Oh, I love that movie. That is an awesome movie.
Thank you. I think that's a great movie.
Another one, Andy, I think you'll like.
Yeah.
Is Braveheart. The soundtrack for Braveheart was one of the most amazing.
That's Richard.
I actually do have it.
Okay.
That was one of mine, by the way. I love it.
Okay. All right, Michael, good stuff. Got to move on. Appreciate it very much. Richard, hang tight. Andy, hang tight. We'll come right back. Purefoy Chevrolet's coming up next. We're going to hear from Bob on what the specials are at Purefoy in about 20 minutes. So hang tight. We'll get all those from him. In the meantime, just go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, my name is Denny. I've been a customer of Purefoy Chevrolet since 1994, and I got attracted to Purefoy because I was and still am a Corvette enthusiast. And they were recommended to me to do modifications to my Corvette, and it's transpired into over a 25-year relationship now with the dealership. Over the course of the years, I've probably purchased 24 Corvettes and numerous company vehicles for my business, and it's just been an outstanding relationship all these years. If you're a Corvette enthusiast, there's probably not a better place to take a Corvette for service or any modifications you'd like to make. And from the day I came up there back in 1992, you just come away impressed. I've known Rolly now for 20-some years, and a good business relationship turned into a very, very good personal friendship.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
John Rush here. Join me this Saturday for Drive Radio. We'll be on remote at the Novus Auto Glass location in Colorado Springs. The address, 3475 Pine Tree Square. There'll be lots of giveaways and food and fun. Come by and see us. That's Drive Radio this Saturday.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy, you're up.
Okay, time to go with a classic. Charlie, are you ready? Here we go. Oh, yeah. John, you're looking at me quizzically. Do you not?
I don't remember any other songs from Rocky besides this.
No, actually, there was good music throughout it. There was good background music throughout the entire movie. I think it won Best Soundtrack. It was certainly in the top group. They weave the music in perfectly with the fights.
I'll give you that one. Yeah.
What do you think, Richard?
I'm with you. I'm struggling to remember the rest of it, but just that song alone kind of carries the rest of the soundtrack, I'll be honest.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that one. Okay, you're up next. Go ahead, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go kind of the same thing that Andy, which is most of us think this, and that's going to be Mission Impossible.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It's got probably one of the best theme songs of all time. I don't really remember the rest of the movies, and it does do a good job at kind of, suspenseful music and stuff, but that, initial little thing, and then it gets you going, I don't know. Charlie, you got to pull it up for me.
Okay. All right. So Dan just mentioned it's not on my list. Well, it is on my list, but I'll mention it for Dan. The Wedding Singer with Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. So
Very good.
It's on my list as well. And Charlie just mentioned this before we came back. Star is Born, the last one, but they're both good. First one, last one, doesn't matter. They're both really good. So I'll do those on behalf of those two guys.
Boy, Gaga did a great job.
Yeah, excellent job. Okay, I'm going to throw an old one in that you guys aren't going to think about, but Whitney Houston and Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Good soundtrack there. Okay, there you go.
You think of Whitney Houston, I think of Gene Hackman, which is kind of weird, but let's go with this one.
What do I do with that?
I love making you cringe.
What is this?
Hoosiers.
Oh, yeah.
Hoosiers.
Hoosiers had great music that, once again, drove the plot line the entire movie.
Okay. All right. You're up, Richard.
You can just picture hear that music, you can picture him hitting that final shot. Go ahead, Richard.
Andy, you kind of drive my picks sometimes, so I'm just going to give you credit where it's due.
All right.
But that's going to be Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's on a list that somebody sent in as well.
It's just so good. The theme, obviously, you know, they do a good job throughout, but it's the theme song of all of these. I think that kind of sets the tone for the rest of the movie.
Okay. All right, I have one that Walt mentioned and got me all, actually, once I decided to do this particular topic this past week, he really got me going on this, and that would be Prince Purple Rain.
Oh, yeah.
Probably one of the best soundtracks, period, out there.
Definitely one of the really well-known ones.
Yep.
That's kind of like Titanic. Exactly. Everybody knows. I'm not going to go with Titanic.
No, I'm not either, but yes.
But yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to do a kids flick, and this is music that just went perfectly with this movie. Here we go. It's kind of this.
Ooh, here I come.
You remember it?
Probably never saw it.
Yes, you did.
There is no home like the one you've got, 'cause that home belongs to
you. Bolt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, throughout the movie in Bolt, you have terrific songs throughout it. And they're woven in perfectly. It goes great.
Okay. Richard?
Yeah, so I'm going to go. My wife actually reminded me of this one. It's kind of a kid's film, Andy, like you mentioned. And that's going to be Trolls with Justin Timberlake, Anna Kendrick.
Sure.
It's a great soundtrack. Okay. You know, they've got these songs. You know, I can't, or just stop, what is the song? Just Stop This Feeling by Justin Timberlake. And then the most recent one they did a really good job on, too. So just kind of catchy tunes. You kind of tap your foot, too. Enjoyable.
Okay.
Hey, can I really quick ask Richard on one? Richard, what do you think of the soundtrack? Because I love this one. How to Train Your Dragon.
My wife makes fun of me because that's actually one of my favorite movies.
I think
it's fantastic.
It's a great movie, but also the soundtrack, once again, throughout it, is just terrific.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Flying scenes and everything.
I'm going old movie this time. Risky Business.
Oh yeah.
Tom Cruise in his underwear. Sliding across the floor.
Well. Okay then.
Yeah.
And now you've given me something I can't go anywhere with that.
For you there.
Yeah. Okay. At this point, I wanted to do. I got to be honest. Once again, I wanted to do Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, that has one of the greatest.
Somebody stole it.
Somebody stole it. Somebody.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to do another kids movie. Probably the best overall soundtrack of all time for a Disney film, The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, okay.
It won every award. It was absolutely dominant. Part of Your World, Under the Sea, and, you know, Kissed a Girl, and all these. Just song after song after song was a hit.
Okay. All right. Richard?
All right, Andy, you get a thumbs up for my wife on that one.
Yay!
But I'm going to go with, Dad, a Tom Cruise film for you here. And that's going to be Cocktail.
Oh yeah, great movie.
When they, you know, they've got Kokomo in
there.
I think Don't Worry, Be
Happy.
Yeah,
that's a great movie. That was one of my first soundtracks I ever bought, actually.
There you go. See, bringing it back. I mean, one of the better movies too. I feel like.
Really good.
Great job.
That's a great soundtrack. But you guys were mean about Rudy, so I'm going to say it's bad.
Okay, I have one. I know it wasn't maybe the best movie of all time, but the music was awesome. Rocket Man.
Oh, yeah. Great music.
Great music in Rocket Man. Did you ever see Rocket Man, Charlie? Yeah, good movie.
Okay, how many
like
here?
The Elton John one?
Yeah,
right?
The Elton John movie.
Yeah.
If you like Elton John's music, you'd like it.
By the way, the actor did a terrific job with his voice.
Really good.
Okay, how many of you here have seen Pitch Perfect?
I have not.
Yes.
Dumb great, movie. Great spectacular.
All of you, but me, everybody but me has seen Pitch Perfect.
Music. Am I right, Richard?
Musical.
Oh, it's fantastic. The a cappella piece of it is just so good.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What talent. So there you go. Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
You're up, Richard.
So I'm going to go back to my childhood here and go with Space Jam.
And both of you, it's fantastic if you actually think about it. You know, I've got I Believe I Can Fly. You've got Space Jam in there. You've got Salt and Peppa. You've got all sorts of different artists in there that you don't think of as being, because it's, you know, kind of a kid's movie. But it's a fantastic soundtrack. And actually, I think it's one of my first soundtracks that I had.
Okay. I'm going to go back to my youth and give you Breakfast Club.
Oh, that was coming.
Okay.
Awesome. Breakfast awesome Club soundtrack. Absolutely.
You know, for not
awesome
a lot, for not a lot of stage setting, you know, in other words, had to be a low budget film because it just didn't do much in that. But if you mess with a bull, young man, you're going to get the horns.
Yeah.
So good. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's one, another okay, cartoon. Okay. By the way, a lot of cartoons have great music.
Go ahead.
They really do. Another cartoon that's less than a decade old, so it's semi-recent,
okay.
Tangled.
Do you watch anything other than cartoons, Andy?
You know, I've got like three rows of them at home, of cartoons. But yes, I've mentioned several movies here that were not for kids.
Okay.
My goodness.
Okay.
Am I right, Richard? Come on. Have your wife help me out here. Tangled had great music.
Tangled was fantastic. Oh, honestly, if we really wanted to lump all of them together, you could say that some of the best soundtracks are the kids' movies. You know, not only from my childhood, you know, Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, but the newer ones, they've just done a fantastic job. And they have to, because that's how you keep the kids engaged. And,
right.
And I can tell you, my kid, he knows all of the sound, you know, all of the music from all of these movies. Cars is another one. Great.
Oh, yeah.
Music.
Yeah.
Cars is great.
Okay. Yeah, so what's yours?
I'll just use that as mine, Dad. That'll be Cars. Cars is a great soundtrack. The way they piece it together, okay. They put it in the movie. Just, yeah, one of my favorites that way.
John, does your son just watch cartoons? Is that
pretty
all
much,
you ever...
Yeah, when you have little kids, that's pretty much. I used to, too, but not haven't
he,
for a while.
You know, Andy, he, don't let you fool him. He does, too, whenever he you know comes over. It's not like we're watching, although we did watch National Geographic last time.
Right.
Does he sing Let It Go while he mows?
No, I do not.
Yes, he actually plays Baby Shark.
Yeah, sure I do. Sure I do. All right, how about, I got several more, but how about, nobody's mentioned it yet, Grease?
Oh, yeah.
No one's mentioned Grease yet. Not even my favorite movie, but I'm going to mention it anyways because it's got a good soundtrack.
Summer Nights was just a showstopper.
Okay.
What right, a showstopper.
We got time for one more round. You're up.
Oh, one more round. What do I go with? You know, I'm going to go with the background music too. Sorry. There's so many. Okay, this is going back. You're going to hate this, John, but I'm telling you, it won Best Music, and it deserved it. Driving Miss Daisy.
Never saw it. Can't,
fantastic
can't
soundtrack and backup music. Drove the movie all the way through. Go ahead, Richard.
It was Joe Biden in the back seat of that one? Is yep. that?
Trunk.
Okay.
Am I there?
He was in
gotcha.
The trunk.
Gotcha. Go ahead, Richard.
All right. So I'll go with this one, which is kind of the series or the trilogy, but Madagascar. They do a great job in that film.
Yep.
Again, I'm going to go back to child or to cartoons. Yes, Dad. Because
are you going to throw Lion King in there with that one as well?
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, Lion King definitely holds a special place in my heart. But Madagascar is they did a really good job. You got Ben Stiller in there.
Yeah.
Chris Rock. You know, I like to move it. They just kind of they do a great job on it. It's funny. It's different than The Lion King. It's a little bit more lighthearted.
Okay. I got to get another car one in just because, well, it's car and theft and so on. But Baby Driver.
Oh, yeah.
And then just for grins, I got to throw in Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah.
Got
it. I got to piggyback on you.
Okay.
And another car one that you're going to be mad if you don't put in, and that's Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good one.
By the way, to go back to last year, the Peanut Butter Falcon had a phenomenal soundtrack.
Oh, Andy, you know, to your credit, real quick, my wife and I watched that. She wasn't sure she'd like it, and I wasn't sure either, and it ended up being really, really
good. That's a great movie. Fabulous movie.
Really good movie.
Yes, fabulous movie.
Enjoyable and was really a fantastic film.
All right, Andy.
Let me throw one last.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say this, though. The best soundtrack of the last 3 years of movies is probably, and I'm not kidding, zombie movie, Anna and the Apocalypse.
No, I didn't see it. So.
Not that great of a movie. Spectacular
great
soundtrack.
Song.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got to close. Richard, you got one more or no?
Yeah, we can go one more real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, mine was Anna. You're up, Richard.
Oh, Anna, you said?
Anna and the Apocalypse had great music. Go ahead.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well, you know what? It's not a soundtrack, but I've got to give props. I don't really want to because my kid would be mad if I didn't say it. But Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, and I believe it's in a few movies, so we can say that, is one of the most catchy. It's in Sing. Sing. Let's do that one, Andy. Sing is a great movie. And the great, you know, it's got all sorts of
Charlie said yes.
Of, yeah, see, there you go. Charlie, I know I can rely on you.
Yeah,
there
Shake It Off's in a lot of stuff, and it's a great song. Great song. It a lot is, of fun. I know. I'm just saying Shake It Off. I'm agreeing on, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Last one for me. I'm going to go an old one just because I'm going to finish off as an old guy, Easy Rider.
Man, I don't remember the music from Easy Rider. I'm sure it was very good.
Rolling down the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I'm sorry, but I always think of that song with Married with Children.
Oh, jeez. All right, Richard, I'll let you go. Thanks. Good one today.
Yep, sounds good. We'll have to do driving songs at some point.
Ooh, good one.
Not, you know, as, ooh. You know, we get away from movies.
We could do that next week even. That's a good one.
We might. I don't know, though. Back-to-back music weeks.
Driving song. Okay, we'll
talk
about it.
We'll have to think about it.
Okay, all right. Appreciate it, Richard. Thanks. All right. Bob's going to join us in a minute from Purefoy Chevrolet. In the meantime, real quick, Barber's Foods, they've got a great deal right now where you can get 2 pounds of Wagyu ground beef with any order. Just mention, or just type in beef, I should say, at checkout. It's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets, and while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from, so buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Barb with the United Way of Weld County said, "We are very happy with the copiers we currently have, and your customer service is exceptional. Doug is a great technician and is always prompt in coming out whenever we have a problem with one of our copiers. Thanks again for your wonderful partnership and customer service. I'm glad we are working with you." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Bob from Purefoy joining us. All right, Bob. One good movie with a soundtrack. What is it?
Baby Driver.
Yeah, I mentioned that one. That's a good one. Really, that's yeah, that a really is, great movie, by
I
the way.
I love that
that's
movie.
That's a great movie.
I gave that four and a half I gave that one 4.5 stars. In a year, I only gave, three movies
that's a
four
great
and a half
movie.
Stars.
Fabulous movie. Yeah. So, all yeah, right, so what do you got for us, Bob?
A great soundtrack. Well, right off the bat, let me say, going into wintertime, a lot of people turn and run from sports cars. You know that we specialize yep. in vets. I am looking to buy Corvettes.
Okay.
We need to fill up our showroom. So if you know of anybody who wants to sell that, or if any of your listeners know anybody who wants to sell that, send them to come see me. I'll pay them top dollar for it.
Okay. All right. That's easy.
I have a vehicle I just traded for, and normally I wouldn't put anything this new on there, but this one's a deal. We had a customer who purchased it, and his situation changed, so he had to get out of it. But it is a 2020 Colorado V71 short box diesel navigation leather hard loaded vehicle. Has a list price of $45,260. The vehicle only has 2,500 miles on it.
Wow.
We have it online for $39,900. Rush listeners can buy it for $38,250.
Same truck I drive. That's a great truck.
That's a great truck. Fantastic truck.
I love that. And I have the same diesel everything. That's an awesome. What color is it?
This one is Orange Crush.
Oh, so it's the orange color. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a pretty cool truck.
That's a great truck. Anybody listening, that is a fabulous truck, by the way. You can't go wrong there. And that's a great price, by the way, Bob.
Yeah. And although new cars are still a little challenging, we have decent inventory, but there's really, really good incentives on new stuff on the 2020s. There's $4,500 on half tons, $3,500 on HD diesels, $4,750 on Equinox, $4,000 on Blazer. So Chevy is trying.
So. Nice, nice. So if there, if you don't have inventory, what's it like if somebody wants to get a car or buy, you know, order one or whatever? How does that work?
Easy enough to do. We're at the point now to where at least we can order them for them. It's normally probably 8 weeks, I would say. It might be pushed back a little bit just because of the COVID and stuff. Okay. But we've done a lot of that, actually. And then the nice thing about that is you don't have to take your second color choice, and you don't have to do without a certain option that you want. You can come in, build it as you like it. I sold imports for years, and you can never do that. At least with General Motors, you can build it as exactly as you want it.
Got it.
Get the exact vehicle that you asked for. So.
Perfect. Okay, so I got a dumb question. Why do you need so many used Corvettes? I mean, is it just the market's hot right now or what?
The market is actually really hot on them. I need them because that's what we specialize in, and it just seems like everyone I get sells really quick. We've sold a lot out of state. But I just like to keep that room filled up.
Okay.
And I've been getting calls from different dealers because, as I say, at this time of year, most of these dealers turn and run from them. As you know, we have that climate-controlled showroom.
Yes.
People can come in and shop in the middle of wintertime. It just doesn't matter.
True.
And I'd love to have a whole room full of Corvettes out there.
So. C8, do you have any more coming in? What do you like there?
Not sure when the next one's coming in. We had a gentleman who was kind enough to leave his here for a couple months, so we had people that were able to come in and check it out.
Nice.
He just picked his up, but I believe within the next month or so, we may see one or two more. But I'm not 100% certain. My new car manager handles a lot of that stuff.
Okay. All right. Well said. So anything specific they need to do when they come out and see you, especially this weekend?
Have them come and ask for me and let me know that they are a Rush to Reason listener, and we will absolutely roll out the red carpet for them.
Okay. So when you roll in there, folks, just ask for Bob. He'll handle the rest. Bob, as always, I appreciate it, sir.
You got it, sir. Have a great weekend.
You do the same, man. Appreciate it very much. And by the way, they are very like-minded when it comes to how they, I shouldn't say like-minded, they are lock, stock, and barrel. In fact, Bob sends me a lot of things daily when it comes to the things we talk about on air. So they are very like-minded. And you know what? If you want to go buy a car, buy it from somebody that believes the same way you do. That's what I'm going to say. PureForChevrolet.com. Go check them out. Enchanted Kitchens is next, folks. If you want to get that kitchen done by Christmas, you've got to get started now or you're not going to have time to make it happen. You're not going to get it by Thanksgiving at this point, but you could do it by Christmas. Go to KLZRadio.com or 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern, but for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you've visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John, we got some more.
We got it. And by the way, all of you that texted in, thank you very, very much. I do appreciate it. I'll mention as many of these as I can. Some of these we already did. Grease, Moulin Rouge, Gladiator. We did say, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Sound of Music, mentioned. Yeah. Song of the South, Mary Poppins, Flash Gordon, and The Highlander. We did mention American Graffiti. Somebody texted that in. Hang on, I got to keep going here.
Can I throw?
We forgot. Somebody mentioned too Bohemian Rhapsody that got texted in. Thank you for that.
Of course.
Go ahead.
Of course. What was I saying? Pretty Woman had an incredible soundtrack. Chicago had an incredible soundtrack. What else you got?
Hang on. I've got a full list here. Star Wars, Jurassic Park, Superman, E.T., Indiana Jones, Harry Potter. All done, by the way, by John Williams.
Harry Potter is a great one. My gosh, the music is perfect for that movie.
Let's see here. What else? We did say Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Tokyo Drift, Ready Player One, somebody said was a great soundtrack as well. And many more. So you know what, folks? Again, thank you very much. Flash Gordon, somebody mentioned as well. I don't know if I ever saw that movie.
I saw it. Yeah, it had great music. Okay. Lots of good songs. Lots of good songs.
A few more that I did not get a chance to mention, which I can't believe nobody said. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, I had that on my list.
Okay, it's on the list. We did say Forrest Gump, right? Stand By Me.
We didn't say. Let's say I said Forrest Gump at break.
Forrest Gump.
Great soundtrack. Stand By Me. Awesome.
Nobody said Saturday Night Fever. Back in the day, that was, by the way, Charlie, that was the movie you and I were not allowed to see as kids.
Honestly, we just
right, Charlie? He's shaking his head, yes.
We just run out of stuff. Okay, let me give you a classic.
Charlie, it was rated R.
Yeah, okay.
He knows what I mean by that.
Let me give you a classic, Independence Day.
Oh,
that had
yeah.
very memorable music.
What about Rock of Ages? Nobody said that either.
Sorry. I mean, there are just so many.
School of Rock? We
School
didn't say
of
that
Rock.
One either.
Oh, with Jack Black. That was wonderful.
I also had one more because we talked about Rocket Man, and that would be The Kingsman. They all had great music.
Kingsman?
Yeah. Charlie. Oh, Sister Act. Charlie says.
Charlie knocks it out of the park.
I forgot about that.
Sister
one
Act.
Okay.
Well done.
So that wraps up hour number two. We do appreciate it. By the way, just a side note, if there's ever a genre of movies you would like us to cover on this movie rental segment.
Yes, let us know.
Please let us know. It's not like we're running out of ideas, but there are times where we scratch our head quite a bit during the week to determine what are we going to do on Friday. So if you've got an idea, let us know.
Yeah, because it helps us because we know what we like.
What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
Tell us. We'll get it. We'll put it in line and we'll actually make that happen. So hour number three is next. Hour number two is done. We are actually going to talk to the folks that are putting together the Recall Polis effort, the Dethrone Polis website, and the folks behind that. We'll get an explanation of the difference between it and the other website. We'll be right back. Hour three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.